So there's one little bit more that I wanted to mention about trust that I briefly mentioned yesterday, and some of you have heard before, but not on BBC. And that is that we have to think and decide for ourselves how much trust different people can bear and in what areas of life they can bear our trust. Because I think part of our problems come because we give people more trust than they can bear, and then of course when they can't bear it we get unhappy and angry and feel betrayed, or we give them trust in areas that are not their strong points, and then again we get disillusioned and so on. And similarly, sometimes we don't give people enough trust, you know, in certain areas that they're quite capable of in, but for one reason or another, we don't trust them. So I think a lot of the disappointment and frustration we have when trust is broken comes from appropriating trust in an unwise way to start with, one, and in the fact that things change and nothing is firm and predictable. As much as we would like it to be firm and predictable, it's not. Okay? So the example I give is like why we're trying to create equanimity equally for all sentient beings. We don't act the same way towards different sentient beings. So, you know, you don't act the same towards your mother as you would towards a stranger, you know, because of different social roles. Well, similarly, in giving trust, we trust an adult in a different way than we trust a two-year-old. We trust somebody that we know well in a different way than we trust somebody we don't know well. So all these different levels of trust are quite natural, and they're necessary. I mean, you don't want to, for example, with a two-year-old, you know, in terms of safety, you're not going to give them a box of matches. That's not the proper way to trust a two-year-old, is give them a box of matches. But you could give an adult a box of matches. Hopefully you can trust them. Okay? So it's just seeing, like, a two-year-old can't bear that kind of trust, an adult can. Yeah? And then there's different things that we want to trust different people with. Like I was saying the other day, if you're flying in a plane, you trust the pilot. Yeah. But of course, you're trusting the people who certify the pilot and so on and so forth. Okay, please don't trust me to drive the plane. And so in this light, you know, in this way, in different areas, we choose like how much trust to give different people. Yeah? And sometimes when attachment gets in our way, we give somebody more trust than they can bear because we build them up to be some kind of ideal, perfect person who never makes mistakes, or if they make mistakes, the mistakes never concern us, or, you know, some person who always, in all circumstances, says what they mean and acts according to their word and never changes their mind and always communicates it perfectly if they do change their mind. You know, so those are kind of high and tall expectations to put on people. But we often put those kind of expectations, you know, when we trust other people without, you know, giving there any room for the fact that people aren't perfect, that people often commit to things without examining them fully, or they commit to things having examined them fully, but find out that there's something more to it after they've committed, you know, that they can't do, or they commit and then something in their circumstance changes and they can't keep their commitment, or they commit but then their mind gets overwhelmed by afflictions, or some other event happens in their life that takes them away from being able to fulfill what they said they're going to do. So I think a lot of, our problems come because we want everything to be nice and neat and orderly and predictable. And, if someone's going to make a mistake, tell us in advance you're going to make a mistake. Yeah? Then we'll expect it. We won't be so disappointed when you do. Well, how's that going to happen? Do we tell other people in advance when we're going to make a mistake? No, we just make our mistake. Yeah? And it's the same thing with other people. So, this whole thing of the confusion we have in how much trust to give people and what areas to give them trust, and the confusion we have in making expectations that don't have any flexibility to them, I think this contributes to a lot of our disappointment and disillusion. No. Whereas if we have the expectation, oh yes, people are committing to this, but as they say, life happens, different things arise in that person's life that, take priority for a certain period of time, or they change. Imagine that. They change. Gee, I mean, we meditate on impermanence, but do you think people really are supposed to change? Somehow we're missing joining our meditation to what life is about. Yeah? People make mistakes. All sorts of stuff happens. So when we form expectations, it should be, well, I expect this and this and this, but this and this and that and that and that and that may also happen, because none of us know what's going to happen until it happens. Yeah? And so give our mind some space, and in that way have some space around what other people do. And if we do, that makes us much more accepting, much more tolerant, and much better able to, as they say, go with the flow. Yeah? When we hold things very rigidly, then so much disappointment, frustration, and so on. Okay? But really take time to think beforehand about, to get to know a person well, and to think, what areas can I trust them in? What areas, are they not learned in or not skilled in? And so therefore, I don't give them as much trust. And not trusting somebody doesn't mean that they're a bad person. Like I said, don't trust me to fly you in an airplane. That doesn't mean you think I'm a bad person, because I can't do that. I think you're wise if you don't do that. Okay? So we determine things according to the situation without creating good and bad on top of it. Yeah. Of course there are some areas where we really wish we could trust somebody, give somebody more trust than they're able to bear. Yeah. And we pressure them, come on, become what I want you to be so I can trust you in that area, because I want to trust you in that area. But the other person's going, hey, I'm just me, I'm just trying to do what I can. I'm not ready to bear that yet. Or sometimes, especially when we're teenagers, we're willing to bear all sorts of trust that we're not ready to bear. Yeah. Or sometimes we are ready to bear trust and our parents think we aren't. And so then a lot of friction comes up. Okay. So I think, kind of flexibility is a good slogan in this area. Mm-hmm.